Thank you so much, Madam Chair. Good morning, Chair Powell. And I'd like to first recognize one of my senators from all the way from Guam, Senator James Moylan. Thank you so much for making time to join us here today, Senator. Mr. Chairman, over the course of the uptick of inflation in the last year, you testified before the committee on multiple occasions that the Fed believed that the inflation that the country was experiencing was transitory. And since that time, especially today, there's a seeming change in that tenor. Could you elaborate more on that?
Sure, I'd be glad to. So I think very widely among macroeconomists and other central banks around the world, we looked at it as akin to an energy shock and a supply-side shock. And the textbook on monetary policy would have you look through that, because a supply shock comes and goes, and by the time monetary policy is having its effect, which happens with long and variable lags, we think, the supply shock is already gone. So we looked at it that way. And, I think that we expected to get relief, particularly going into last fall, I would say. We expected when schools reopened, vaccinations, raised, kids back in school, we expected supply of labor to come in, that kind of thing. And it didn't happen. But it didn't happen because the supply side constraints didn't ease. They didn't ease. So it's not like, as a practical matter, what was wrong was not the theory. It was just, in reality, the supply side constraints have been much, much more durable and persistent than we had expected. So we knew that we could be wrong, and I think I always thought we could pivot pretty quickly and catch up. And, we did pivot when we started to pivot in the middle of last year and then pivoted hard at the end of the year. But in the meantime, the economy was really healing incredibly quickly over the second half of last year. Record job growth and record decline in unemployment, record tightening in the labor market. So, we know that what our job is now, which is to move away from these highly accommodative settings to more appropriate settings, given the very hot nature of the labor market and the level of inflation.